Today we're doing Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We're already holding on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, and the Gemara is going to bring the a Maisa, where through that Maisa we're going to elaborate, or really just explain, the din of Kankanim Shalovdei Kuchavim, of jugs that belong to an Ovid Kuchavim. Rabbi Akiva Ikla Leginzak. So that's where we left off. Rabbi Akiva Ikla Leginzak. It's about, I don't know, 6 or 7 lines into the page. First one line is Tashmisha. So Rabbi Akiva Ikla Leginzak. Rabbi Akiva went to a place called Ginzak. Bo'imine, so they asked him, Misan l'shos, o ein misan l'shos. If a person was mekabel to take a fast for a half a day, meaning that he's only going to fast from Chatzos Hayom till the end of the day, is that fast chal? Meaning, or do we say that, no, you can't accept a fast for a half a day, you have to accept a fast for an entire day. So there's a whole sugi of Maseches Tainis, but over here, the Gemara quotes that this Shaila was asked. Rabbi Akiva didn't know the answer to the Shaila. And then they asked him a second Shaila, and this is more relevant to our topic. Kankanim shalovdei kuchavim asurin o mutarin. If you have containers or jugs that belong to an Ovid kuchavim, are they asur or are they mutar? Once again, lo hava biyadei. He didn't know the answer. A third question. Bamesh shimesh Moshe kol shivis yimei miluim. Which begadim did Moshe Rabbeinu use when he was serving as if he were a Kohen Gadol for the entire 7 days of the consecration of the Mishkan, because the Big Day Kahuna could not have been worn. He was not a Kohen Gadol. And if was he wearing special begadim? Was he wearing regular begadim? What was he wearing? Lava biyadei. Once again, he did not know the answer. Asa shal b'midrasha. So since Rabbi Akiva didn't know the answer to these three questions, he came to the Beis Medrash and he asked these shailos. Amri, so they responded, Hilchasa mis'anin l'shos. First of all, the Allah is someone who's mekabel on himself to fast for half a day, that is chal, that is a valid acceptance of fast, and he has to do it. Ve'im hishlim mispal tefilas tainis, and if he completes the fast, he says anenu in his tefila. Ve'hilchsa, and as far as the second shayla, kankanim shalov dekchavim la'achar 12 chodesh mutarin. If you have klei cheres that belong to avdei kuchavim, once they go 12 months without holding any liquid, it's mutter right away. You don't have to do any sort of hechsher kalim on it, because the whatever wine was absorbed in the kalim have already dried up. And as far as the third question, Bameshi Meish Moshe Shavisim Yamiluim B'chaluk Lavan, he wore a plain linen white beged that was made specifically for the purpose of him doing the avoda. Rav Kahana Masni B'chaluk Lavan She'in Bo Imra. Rav Kahana just added a detail. Yes, it was a plain white robe, but it also didn't have any hem in it, because they didn't want the ability to stick any coins or anything in there. There was nothing that was folded over. None of the material was folded over at all. So, main point number one, there were three questions that Rabbi Akiva did not know the answer to, but he was informed of the answer in the Beis Medrash. The first one is that you are allowed to be Misan of the Shos. The second one is that Kankanim of the Chavim after 12 months are mutter without any Hechsher Kelim. And the third, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mishamish with a Chaluk Lavan during the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, with a plain white garment during the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim. Okay, then the Mishnah went on to say, Har Chatzanim v'Azagim Shalov Dekchavim, the Chatzanim and Zagim, the little grape sediment and grape products that that belong to an Ovid Chavim, they're Aser, it's an Isra Hanah, according to Rabbeinu, and the Chum say, no, if they're moist, they're Aser, but if they're dry, they're Mutter. So the Gemara brings a Braisa that Paskins like the Chachamim and explains, and the Gemara is going to go on to explain the Braisa. Tan Rabbanan, Chatzanim v'Azagim Shalovdei Kuchavim. You have the seeds and the peels of grapes that belong to Ovid Kuchavim. Lachin asurim. If they are moist, they're asur. Yaveshim utarim. If they are dry, they're mutar. Heinin lachin v'heinin yaveshim. Which ones are considered moist? Which ones are considered dry? So the Gemara explains. Amar Avidom Shmuel. Lachin kol shnei masar chodesh. Yaveshim la'achar shnei masar chodesh. Moist means during the first 12 months from the time that those grapes were squeezed. Dry means after 12 months have passed since the grapes were squeezed. Itmar, so it was said in the Beis Midrash as follows. Amar Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, kishehin asurin, asurin afil ba'anah. When those chatzanim and zagim are asur, meaning when they're still moist, within that first 12 months, they have a full status of yayin nesach, you're not allowed to get any hanah from them. Kishehin mutarin, mutarin afil ba'achila. But after 12 months, when they become mutar, it's mutar even to eat them. Amar Azvid, haidur daya dechamra, da'armai, basar tracy archishasa, shari. So the Gemara explains other things that become mutter after 12 months. If you have wine sediment that belonged to Armai, to Gayim, so after 12 months they become mutter because they've already dried out from whatever wine may have been absorbed in them. Amar of Chaviva Brederava, Hani Gulfi, if you have kankanim made out of pottery of Ovdei Chavim, Basar Tresi Archishasa, shari. Once 12 months pass, they're mutter because whatever wine is absorbed in the Kli becomes totally dried out. Amar of Chaviva, Hani Avata Ditayai, a pouch of Ovdei Chavim that's made from a thick hide, and the travelers carry it full of wine when they go to distant locations. Basar Tresi Archishasa, Shari. After 12 months have passed, since the last time it was used, it's mutter because we assume whatever wine was absorbed in the Kli has become totally dried up. But before 12 months, it's Asr because we assume that it holds wine for a long time, and that's considered Machnisa Lekiyum, which is only going to be mutter, Ali De Mila Vi'irui, May Eis La'Eis for 3 straight days, or letting it dry for 12 months. I mean, the two ways to kasher a kli that held wine for a long time are either filling it with water, leaving it for 24 hours, emptying it out, and repeating that two more times, or just letting it sit for 12 months so that whatever's there will dry out. Says Gemara further, Omer Avacha Bered Ravika Hani Portsoni Darmai, the sediment left over from grapes of Ovdei Chavim, Basar Tresi Archishasa, Shari. After 12 months, they become mutter because the wine has been totally dried up. Amar Avach, Reid Rava, Hani Gulfi, Shchimi, V'uchmi. Those kankanim of black cheres that belong to Ovdei Chavim, and they kept wine in there for a while, Basar Tresi Archishasa, Shari. After 12 months have passed, they become mutter because the wine that was absorbed in them has already dried up. So we'll make the main point over here that there are a number of items that absorb the flavor of wine, where we assume that after 12 months the absorption is totally dried up and is therefore mutter. So whether it's kalim or whether it's grape particles, number of items that can absorb the flavor of wine, and we assume that after 12 months that wine flavor has totally dried up and it's therefore mutter. So we'll stop there, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Vehamurias.